Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Caleb Patterson, P4P Muscle, Midwest Muscle in the house. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free foundation in sportsmanship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. And, you know, this is kind of the retro show. You know, we got the holidays coming up. Christmas is just around the corner. It's later down this week, this Friday, actually. And, you know, there's a lot of things that have been going on in people's lives, you know, myself included. And there's a fella right now that has had a great year. He's had a lot of things happening in his life. His name is John Parrish, and I'll let him introduce himself and, you know, his alter ego. But for right now, John, please introduce yourself to the Natural Nation and introduce yourself to P4P.
Hey, good evening, people. Good evening, people, and thank you, Kaylin and P2P for having me on. For everyone out there, my name is John Parrish, 50 years old. If you ever played Mortal Kombat back in the day in the 90s, Mortal Kombat 2, 3, and 4, I am the original character, Jax. We were the actual model. All of the moves were performed by myself. So what you see is what you get. Back in those days, we didn't have the little green screen and all the little suits with little dots on it. That was real live flips that you saw me do, the kicks, the whole motion. And so here I am 25 years later almost, 20 years later, and competitive bodybuilder, all natural, have been forever. And
yes.
Turned pro this year for the PNBA and the NABBA, and won my first pro show back in Lancaster for the NABBA Pro Nationals as in the master's class. So it's been a very successful year.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the thing that most people don't understand is that naturals have been around for a long time. You know, you and I have known this for some years, but in the natural community, it's almost so underground that people don't really understand just how good and how well developed the natural community is, especially when you figure the pioneers of the sport. You know, like the Kiyoshi Muris, the Phil Ricardos, the Mojia Luas, just so many names, Cleveland Thomas, where we just got Martin Daniels, just like phenomenal physique, and they've been putting it down for years. And now we find out that, you know, when there's a natural guy that basically has been in the acting community and, you know, the video game community for decades. So this is nothing new, being a natural athlete. It's just something that's not really promoted in the way it should be. And, you know, when you started out, there were offers to basically get better quicker. And, you know, what were some of the things you did to stave off that kind of thing in your life so you could, you know, like you...
Well, back in the 90s when, I was in the military, and that's when I started lifting, powerlifting. And, and of course, I hated the deadlift. So after a few meets, and then in the off season, you know, we tried our hand at bodybuilding, and I was just naturally good at it. So when I came home from the military and as a personal trainer, and, you know, and back in the whole fitness scene, you know, I met Sean Ray. I went to all of the seminars, and I was approached by many of people, you know, take roids, juice, different cycles. And you know, the first thing, you know, I mean, I was paranoid of needles at that time, so it was no way I was sticking myself with something.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The second thing was, you know, the cost was astronomical. And it's, you know, you have to see what were the benefits. I mean, there were no benefits for me. I mean, when I competed in the NPC naturally, I mean, I have several trophies for first place. You know, I qualified nationals 4 years in a row as a natural.
Oh, wow.
So, so for me to take juice, I was like, why would I do that when, you know, as a natural, you know, I'm doing well.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't my aspiration to be like Mr. Olympia with, you know, Lee Haney and be up there with Sean Ray. I mean, I respect them for it, and, you know, they're nice guys, but that's just not something I, you know, the road I wanted to travel. You know, if I'm going to be, you know, an athlete, I just want to be natural, and, you know, this is what God gave me, and this is what I work with. You know, win, lose, or draw. I mean, I make it better, but taking the drugs, you know, it wasn't a big thing. And, you know, and then, of course, in the media, the bigger, the better the freakier is what sells. And, you know, and then they get all of these supplement sponsors behind them, you know, with these guys on there, and they got the budgets to promote it that way and market it that way. And, you know, in the natural industry, yeah, we need somebody to really step up, you know, all of these same companies, basically, and say, well, there's an alternative. You know, and, yeah, we've been here forever. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, back in the day, they started off all natural. You know, I mean, so I don't, you know, so for me personally, no, I just didn't see, you know, doing drugs to do anything. You know, this plus I know about medicine and the side effects, although not proven, but it just happens to be an odd coincidence that when something goes wrong and you're on steroids, that you happen to be on steroids.
Yes.
You know, the doctors can't say, you know, with empirical evidence, steroids cause it. But, you know, it's just a coincidence. And some of those side effects, you know, and I've met a lot of guys who were pro and they died from it. Or, you know, lost kidneys or liver failure or something. And, that's just too much drama for me. I'm like, no, y'all can have it.
Exactly. Now, you know, I'm glad you had spoken about that, because there's a lot of things that happen in life that were just unknown back then, but they're better addressed now. And, you know, like I said, you made the choice, and you were just natural. And I've said this 100 times on this show, that when you're a natural for life, you know, you're not just natural on stage day. You're basically natural in everything. And you do a lot of research in preparing for, you know, what you do in life, not just to a stage. And you send, you know, you've done a lot of information for the people in social media, basically helping them address their life. And, you know, I've been actually part of when we're competing at the shows, where you're still handing out information to people to make sure, you know, even the ones that aren't competing, just people in the audience, to where you're making sure they're okay. You know, is that something that just came naturally for you, or is this something that you said, you know, this is something that needs to be addressed in this nation as a whole?
Actually, it's just who I am. You know, I'm wired that way. You know, it's not about the money. It's not about the fame. You know, you see somebody that, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't get the opportunities that I get, you know, especially with research. It comes naturally to me. My job is IT. So I get to sit behind computers all day, and I come across a myriad of articles. I have clients who are doctors, and, you know, and I've been doing this for so many years that I'm like, you know, knowledge to me is free. And I see too many people, you know, who, you know, from when I started, we had help. People would, you can ask somebody and they'll give you help or steer you in the right direction. Today, everything is all about money. No one wants to help anybody. And I'm like, well, hell, we didn't have the internet when I was coming up. So, so I said, this is the best tool in the world. So I said, if I can just impart knowledge and share it, you know, I feel good just in doing that. You know, and then when I see people, you know, they come back and they might compete in the show, and I'm like, oh my God. He's like, yeah, I got this, I got that from you. Or they might do a running thing, you know, an event or something. And then I'm like, you know, wow, that, I mean, you did great. And they said, oh no, because that's because you gave us this information. And that makes me feel good. You know, it's like I said, it's not about money. It's not about the fame. It's just watching people advance because I know that they can. But, you know, in our society, everybody gets brainwashed and gets so busy that, you know, pay for a pill, pay for this, and it'll get you there instead of just hard work and go on your natural ability.
Yes. And that's for me to share.
Yeah, I love this, to share knowledge, especially something I'm passionate about. I mean, it comes easy to me. Some people it doesn't come easy to. So I'm like, okay, well, here, you read it. I know you can read. And if you have any questions, by all means, you can ask me. It doesn't cost you anything to ask a question.
That's so true. That is so true. And, you know, it's so much information that needs to be shared, you know. It's just too much going on with people's health where it's not the main concern. And that is frightening. I'm glad you have stepped in to say, you know, look, I want you to be your best. And that's basically what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I mean, you know, all this diabetes and coronary heart disease, our children are overweight, and I'm like, oh my God, what are we coming to?
Yes.
You know, and they don't teach it in school anymore. They took recess out.
No.
They took your physical ed out. They got people chained behind desks, you know, looking at the clock. They only get a 15-minute break twice a day and a half an hour for lunch. And, you know, and I'm like, oh, I said, this is pathetic. You know, our society is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, I mean, physically.
Really, yeah.
And, you know, not to mention what's happened to you mentally when you're in that state. Some people can be in denial all they want to, but when they go home and look in the mirror, they know what they look like. They know how they feel. I always told my wife, I said, I think God put me down here for a reason. I think I know what that reason is. That reason is to share knowledge and help people get better and be aware of themselves. Yeah, that's what I believe I'm here for.
Well, you're doing a good job of it, because I've seen, where you go into great detail in your social media forums, where you're not just throwing out the hashtag or something. You're basically showing the research, showing the reference, and showing, if they need more questions, you're basically dealing with that. So this isn't just lip service from you. This is something you do on a regular basis.
Yeah, I like to tell people, you know, I said it's a lifestyle. It's not a fad, you know. So when you do it, I mean, this is the way it used to be back in the mother country, you know. This is how people live. This is how we ate. You know, now we have science, and this is why these nutrients, the environment, why your spiritual well-being, why it's all very, very important. You know, it's a big synergistic ball. They all have to work together. You can't do one without the other, and there is no easy fix. You know, so if I can research it, because it educates me too when I go deep into it. I mean, I see a myriad of products and a lot of sayings from different doctors, and, you know, and I'm like, huh. But then after 25 years, I've lived it. So I've been on both sides. I had stopped lifting for almost 15 years. You know, when my daughter was born, I got up to 275 pounds. You know, I had 58% body fat. Went to the doctor in February of 2012, and he came out with a handful of slips, prescriptions for high blood pressure, for diabetes, for cholesterol.
God knows
what else. I mean, he had like about 9 of them. I'm like, and, you know, and I sat there and looked at them, and, you know, and it occurred to me when I was reading them all, I'm like, when you're up late at night and you're looking at those infomercials, 1-800-BAD-DRUG, or call this lawyer or something, you know, and I'm like, well, hell, that's everything he just prescribed.
Exactly, right?
I'm like, oh, no. And, you know, and then when you're sitting down here, you know, I got all my trophies here. I got the pictures of Mortal Kombat. And, you know, they're just like, oh, wow. Oh, this is not me. You know, try to walk up a little flight of stairs and got to stop at the first landing, huffing and puffing. I'm like, something ain't right. You know, then my daughter's poking on my stomach. And then when she said I had moves, I'm like, okay, all right, you're grown now. I'm going back to the gym. I said, except for this time, I'm not coming back out.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
So I can tell people, you know, a lot of people look at me and they say, oh, you've been that way all your life. No, I haven't. When I was a youth, because I was born in California, we played outside all the time. Okay, but then after, you know, after I stopped personal training in the 90s and my, you know, I did what everybody else were told to do. When you go to school, go to college, you get your degree, you get into your career, you get your house, a wife, some kids, a car note, and that's the extent of your life. That's what we're taught. Okay? And I said, no, yes, it's much more to life because that's not who I am. You know, I can still have all of that and still be active and do everything I want to do. I don't want to be 60 years old or 55 with a cane, you know, or got to have this oxygen tank dragging behind me. You can't go anywhere. Your love life is toe up. No, I can't live like that. Yeah.
There you go.
And so by me doing that, and I say, well, look what, you know, that's why I wasn't ashamed to put my picture out there before, you know, and then when I did the contest last year and then even the first Chi-Town Showdown when you were there. I mean, it was like, mm-hmm. And people were like, that was you? I was like, yeah, that was me. I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to, you know, go to the clubs, hang out with the boys at baseball game. Yeah, it was me. Yeah. Yeah, looking all fat, funky, and full. I said, no more.
Right. And a lot of people,
so
they
just change your priorities and figure out. Yeah, you just want to figure out how you live.
Yeah, and it is because you know it's such an easy road to the bad side of it when all you got to do is do a healthier choice, and you know that's basically what you said. You know, I'm better than this. And, you know, there's a lot of times when people just say, oh, he's like that naturally. No, you had to work for that.
Did I lose somebody?
No, you here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I was waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, I was saying that, you know, you have all this this work you've done, and a lot of people mistake that and say, oh, you know, that he just looks like that all his life. No?
Yeah, I can hear that. Nope, you're breaking up.
Yeah, you can't hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is all the work that you put in, it's not easy. And there's a lot of work that you've done. You know, you had to overcome a lot of things just to get there, you know, because I guess people think the gym just happens upon you. Because you want to work out, but you have a lot to do to get there. And, you know, you got family, you got job, you got everything else, and you still got to make time to do the work because it's a lot of work to look that way, and to get back after you've been somewhere is even harder sometimes.
Yep, you paid it out.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. The work that you have to do when you're doing what you're doing is not an easy thing. And I think sometimes people will, you know, kind of give that easy excuse like, well, you look like that all the time. You know, your whole life from start to finish, you were just given that physique and it just, even in your sleep, you basically gain weight, but that's muscle. Can you just explain, you know, the effort, the time, and the sacrifice that has to be done?
I lost you. I got some water going on.
Oh, you still can't hear
me? What do you want me to explain?
About the hard work it takes to do what you're doing.
Well, yeah, it's hard, but it's easy if you're passionate about it, if you believe in yourself. That is the key. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that there are no limits. You know, you have to take everything that you were probably taught by society and everybody saying that you can and can't. You have to take that and throw it away. You have to dig deep. You have to become real with yourself first. Hard work, yeah, it is hard work. You know, everything is about balance. My spirituality is balanced with my weightlifting, which is balanced with the family, which is balanced with my careers. So, it you know, you have to understand what comes first, how to prioritize it. You know, getting up at, you know, to train somebody at 5:30 in the morning, knowing they say, okay, now if I got to train you at 5:30, got to drive over there, well, I might as well get on up early right now and get there 1 hour before you get my first session out the way, train that person, go into an office, work all day, and then continue working out later on, making sure the family's fed. Yeah, it's hard, but like I said, I'm passionate about it, and it comes easy because I've broken down all of the doors and the barriers that everybody has bestowed upon us, especially in our society.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody puts it on like, you can't do that. Who says you can't do it? Doctors have been saying, okay, men's testosterone starts slowing down somewhere around 30, 35. Okay, by the time he's around 38 to 40, he can't gain almost any muscle at all. It starts to deteriorate. Really? Where did that come from? Because, you know, me and my coach just blew that out the water because I gained five pounds of muscle in a dieting phase of five contests and running six Spartan races.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that is blown out the window.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Be 50, you know, everybody said you're 50 years old. No, man, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be sitting down there playing golf. Why?
Yeah.
On my Spartan team, the captain of our team is 30. My son is 31. I run with him. Yeah.
I have two clients
right now who are, you know, who are my friends I've known for years, and I told them, I said, do you really know why I'm training you? And they said, no. I said, because I have no one my age to hang out with.
Wow.
It's a shame.
Wow.
I really don't. I said, sure. I mean, the kids on my team are very educated. All of them, you know, are either personal trainers or, you know, they graduated with masters or bachelors and stuff. But the stuff that they're talking about, you know, dating, and one of them just had a kid, I'm like, well, hell, I got a son 31. I got four grandkids. I've been there, done that. They talking about club scene. I'm like, really? Whoa. You know, and if you looked at anybody at the table, I look the same age, but I'm not. So I told my boys, I said, I'm trying to get you guys back into shape so we can hang out. We can go ride the, you know, Star of Rock or something. You know, put your life back in balance. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is how, you know, it's hard work, yes, but, you know, it's been said 1,000 times, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But it's not. God didn't say life was easy. And whoever told people that, I said, well, they need to be slapped upside the head. You know, because life is not easy. All you have to do is look at, you know, the animal planet.
Yes.
And you
how
tell
about
me
it?
If that is easy. Because I tell people, I say, just look at the animal planet. We're not too far removed from that. Okay?
No.
All right? You know, I said, it is a vicious world out there. You know,
yes,
and
it is
mental and physical. People would test your spirituality. They would test your faith. I said, but you have to believe in you first and foremost that you can do
it.
God put it in you. You know, I mean, everybody tells me about God. I told them, God put that in you, right? They said, yeah. Well, then why don't you act upon it? I said, it's up to you. There's no God. If you can pray all day, and you know, they say, well, God does not answer my prayer. Yes, he did. I mean, it's not like he's going to just come down and say, here, this is for you. You got to work for it. He'll give you the opportunities and the pathways to get to wherever you're trying to get. But you got to seize it. Okay? And it takes hard work. And it's up to you to want to do it. Yeah,
yes.
It is a lot of hard work. I mean, to get the body that we do takes so much discipline. I tell people, I said, think about it. We come out the gym, you know, you got a wing zone right there, McDonald's around the bend, Boston Market, Papa's Pizza, and you're driving home, Baba's around the corner from my house, and I'm 2 weeks from a show. And I've been... The only thing I can eat in the house and look forward to is two chicken breasts, a bowl of broccoli, and some supplements.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And maybe one baked potato. You know, and
it's
people
really
say,
something.
Oh, you know, I said, that's how you look, you know, we get to look the way we look. And then I said, then once you do that for a while, you will see that it becomes easier and easier. And then once you get the science on all of that food that you ate, that you used to eat, burgers and, you know, chicken nuggets. Come on, liquefied chicken parts? When I saw that, I was like, oh, my God. I said, you know, people finding a McDonald's hamburger in a vent, been there for 10 years, still in its same form. Oh, what's that doing to your body?
Yes.
I got a neighbor, got a 9-year-old. She got GERD, 9 years old. You know, for those who don't know what GERD is, just think of acid reflux disease, except for it's in a child. That means her stomach lining is ate up at 9 years old. That's not supposed to happen to you well into adulthood. And that's because the food that they eat.
Oh.
So I try to educate everybody. I don't care what color you are, what shape you are in. You know, I'm saying if you start off simple, but you start off in the kitchen and being aware of it. Tell the truth to yourself. Don't put on no clothes and go out and taking selfies and saying, girl, I look good, and we know that you're 70% body fat.
Right.
Okay? You look at yourself in the mirror. Now, and some people, when I train them, they say, man, I got to get rid of this, man. How long is it going to take? I said, how long did it take to get there? I said, it didn't come overnight. It's not like you woke up in the morning, bam, you got another person in your stomach. That's not how it happened.
No,
And I tell them the truth, and I make it comical. I look at them and say, oh, so you're concerned about it, huh? And they say, yeah. How long did it take to get there? How long do you really think it took for 80 pounds of fat to develop on your body? And they say, well, it won't take. I said, the good news is it won't take that long to get it off if you follow the plan and are disciplined and understand it's a psychological change.
Yes.
Once you figure that one out, then it becomes simple. You know, whether it be cravings, of course they're cravings. You know, we're in America. We will always crave donuts, chocolate, you know, polar sausage. You know, we will always do that. But if you get to where you want to be and you do it in moderation every blue moon, then you'll be fine. You'll live a nice, long, you know, prosperous life, as Spock says. You know, that's my goal. My goal is to, you know, I know I'm going to die, but I tell a lot of people all the time, I said, I ain't dying. Not the way y'all going to die. But trust me, I ain't going to die from no ailment. You know, if you can prevent it, then that means I'm not going to die from it. If I get hit by a bus or something, that's something I can't control. But to die of obesity, to die of diabetes, to die of hypertension, I can control all of that. Because the general rule is, and all doctors who will tell you, 66% of the stuff that happens to you, you did to yourself. The other 33% is either environmental or hereditary or genetic. Once people understand that, they're like, what? I said, yes, you weren't born with diabetes. Ask everybody who got diabetes. Take 10 people, ask them. I bet all 10 of them will say, no, they were not born with it.
Wow. And
heart disease. Heart disease may run in your family. It doesn't mean that you will get it. If you do certain things like bad diet, not watching your health, you are more susceptible to it. But that doesn't mean that you're just doomed to have it. You know,
yes.
Black people and Filipino people by nature are prone to high blood pressure. Okay? That doesn't mean we will get it. I don't have it. My father had it. Mother has it. Grandmother and them had it. Almost all of my, you know, relatives who died had cancer of one sort. I don't have it, you know, but that's because of how I eat, how I treat my body. Because when I look back on them and how they ate, and especially my father, I mean, he was a musician, always on the road. I mean, he'd eat at a dive, a greasy spoon. He'd come home. He's from the South. So, I mean, how many starches can you eat with one meal? He would have bread, mashed potatoes, and cornbread with, you know, 10 pounds of beef and a bunch of gravy slathered on it. And maybe a handful of greens. That was like how he ate. And then his dessert was Hostess cupcakes and strawberry ice cream with Concord grape soda. And you wonder why you had diabetes. Really? and drank beer every damn day.
Wow.
You know, it was his lifestyle. But see, back then, they didn't know. they didn't know, you know. But now I'll tell everybody, there's really no excuse not to know. The only excuse now is you just pretend like you don't want to know. You know,
exactly.
It's out there. You walk by gyms, it's on every other commercial. I mean, and then when I look at the Lipitor commercials, you know, about bringing people, well, not the Lipitor, yeah, Lipitor, you know, bringing all the Crestor commercial, that's the one that gets me, and the diabetes one. When they put those commercials on, I look at the people. All you have to do is look at the people who are they're targeting. They're overweight.
So
if you look at every commercial, look at exactly the time of the day that they're airing them and who is in the commercial when they're saying this. Okay, and nine times out of ten, if it's a diabetes commercial or Lipitor for the cholesterol, they always show some kind of pudgy person, man or woman.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. You know, when they want to advertise to kids, that's why they do it in the morning on certain TV shows. All you have to do is, I tell people, I said, it's a marketing thing. If you watch it carefully, you'll figure it out. I told me and my daughter, she knows, I said, when you watch the Jenny Craig commercials, the Slim Fast and all of those weight loss commercials, what is the key ingredient that is missing out of that whole advertising, 30-second, 60-second slot? They don't talk about exercise.
No.
They only talk about, here, you can buy these meals from us. They're custom made. Okay, and then we'll give you a counselor. But they don't say that, yes, you have to exercise. And I had one girl at work, she went on a Jenny Craig diet, and she was trying to do the insanity. She said, John, can I do insanity and be on Jenny Craig? I said, well, how many calories they got you eating? 1,200. Hell no.
No,
it ain't gonna work. I said, you're gonna die. She said, yeah, I've been to the tire. I said, yeah.
I can
imagine. No fuel. 1,200 calories
and
try to do Shanti? No, it doesn't work that way.
No. That sounds like that HGT stuff, too. My goodness.
You know, but, you know, that's kind of my story in a nutshell.
Well, you've been successful at it. But, yeah, okay, let's go back in time. And how does something like becoming a video game character even come into a part of reality?
Oh, well, I mean, I was a personal trainer at Lakeshore Athletic Club. And I knew all of the guys in the game. I don't even know that they were doing video game. They were martial artists. And I would give them, you know, certain training tips on how to build strength and certain things, improve their kicks and stuff like that. And, you know, and then I used to do martial arts a long time ago when I was a kid. So, I mean, we all clicked. And like I tell a lot of people, I say one day, you know, they were working on this thing for months because it was supposed to be for Jean-Claude Van Damme Street Fighter. That was what the game was supposed to be in the beginning, but Jean-Claude Van Damme was too uppity, and Midway didn't at that time didn't want to pay the money. But these guys, they kept, you know, they had a small budget, they kept working at it, and they came out with the first game and put it in the lobby, and you know, they excited and came and found me and drug me down there and said, you know, here, this is the game we're in, you know, and try it out. And I wasn't used to all them buttons and joysticks. I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool. I said, yeah, the kids will love this. He said, really? I said, no, the kids are like this. I said, but, you know, and I was joking with him like I normally do. I said, but there's one thing missing, and his name was Danny Pacino, who plays Johnny Cage. I said, Danny, it's one thing missing. What? I said, all these video games that I've ever seen, there's no brothers in the game. What happened? What, black folks can't fight? And I was joking with him. Yeah, I said, we don't know how to do karate and that. Yeah, I mean, it was Jim Kelly.
Right.
And then about 2 or 3 weeks later, you know, after the release of that game, they came and showed me a sketch of the brother, you know, and I said, oh, man, he's dope. That's you. I said, me, if you want it. Really? I said, what do I have to do?
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know, and then I said, well, you know, do you get paid? Oh, yeah, you get paid, you know, it's $100 a day. I'm in. Sure, what do I sign? You know, when I'll show up, you know. And then I met Ed Boone and John Tobias, and, you know, and we were, I mean, we all became like a big family. You know, it was the whole way they did the game isn't like it is now. I mean, we were actually part of designing, troubleshooting, storyboarding, the whole nine yards, you know.
Okay.
I mean, we were just throwing stuff out there, yeah. And then when they did Mortal Kombat 3, I told them, I said, look, people, okay, I'm tired of getting my butt whooped in Mortal Kombat 2. Can I get some special powers or something? You know, everybody else got something, you know. And then they came up with the silver arms, and I'm like, oh, now we're talking.
Right.
You know, and they said, what kind of moves you want to do with it? I'm like, well, let's see. It's, you know, got metal arms. I mean, you do grab him by his neck and just knock the hell out. They said, oh, yeah. And next thing you know, that's the gotcha move. You know, and
okay.
Then the ground pound. And, you know, then when I rip somebody's arms off, you know, I mean, we just had a ball with it. And that's,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of how. But, you know, me, I wasn't aspiring to be an actor. You know, it was just fun to do. It was an opportunity. I just said, okay, and I just rode with it. You know, and, you know, they posted the game. We did a few tours, you know, all over the country. You know, you felt like a celebrity for a year or two. You know, and then it kind of, you know, and then, you know, when Mortal Kombat 4 was coming up, then they kind of got, how would you say, they kind of got legalized. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Still
there. You know, because some of the actors, you know, like Ho-San Pak, which played Raphael in Ninja Turtles, he was the first Liu Kang. Then Rich DeVizio, who played, no, he was on my side. It was Danny Pacino, who played Johnny Cage, and his brother Carlos, who played Raiden. So they wanted more money because this game was making, you know, tons of money. And Midway and
yes.
Those people weren't giving it up. And we were in a unique situation because that game, we were the first humans to be digitized into a game. So there was
yes.
No precedent set about, you know, if you were an actor, you are in the Actors Guild, and then they have to pay you X
uh-huh.
amount of dollars. Well, there was no guild for, you know, people being motion captured into a video game. So when we signed those release forms, it was legally binding. And
okay.
I used to be a paralegal, so I knew that. So I'm like, oh, okay. You know, so, and they, you know, they had the big round table. It was negotiations. And, you know, then it was like, okay, they're talking about they're going to sue them. They were talking about they're going to do this. And, I already knew the laws, you know, and I'm like, well, let me ask you a question. I told them, I said, you know, and I was talking to both sides. I said, so I know what we signed is legally binding, so I'm not even going to dispute that. So are we supposed to go on to, yeah, how much are we going to get paid for that, and when does it start? And they, I said, so now, when can I have my check? And they say, well, right now, if you so decide. So I signed, I said, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
and I was able to tour. They still argued back in there, and then they got blackballed from the industry. And I knew
okay.
that was going to happen.
Okay,
yes. Except for Liu Kang, because he was already a black belt martial artist, Hall of Famer. But Johnny Cage and, you know, they got blackballed, basically. And then they went to battle with him in the court. And 10 years later, you know, when we all reunited again, actually 20 years later, and I asked him, you know, I said, so how did that lawsuit really go? And he said, we didn't get nothing. I said, yeah, I know. Yeah, I said, I knew that in the beginning. That's why I signed the paper. Yeah, I said, because once you sign it, I know they were making money and know it was not fair, but that is just the way it is.
Yeah.
Next time you will know, but now what do? They use CGI and they got one guy who doesn't know martial arts put on a suit with little buttons on it and go. You know,
yeah.
Tell him what moves to do. So, I mean, that's the way it is now. But back then, I told him, I said, you know, it was fun while it lasted, so I wrote it to what it was worth. Then now it's bigger than ever again. So now they want to fly
yes,
us to, Yeah, they want to fly us to South America at the end of 2016 in October for a tour of Brazil and Paraguay and Argentina. So we'll see how that pans out.
You'll do well.
Yeah. So if they get that contract, well, I guess I have to learn Portuguese.
Well, you can always compete down there too, you know.
You never know. Hey, well, you know me, I'm always going to have some kind of race or something up my sleeve when I'm going down there.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's a passion for you, so it's something you like doing anyway. So basically, mm-hmm. it's like the world is the limit.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people. I say only, you know, only person that can hold you back is you. You know,
that's
if you
so
think
true.
Somebody has
that
control
is-
over you, you know, I mean, I had a psychologist tell me this. The only time a person can have control over you is if you give it to them.
If you give it to them.
That's it.
That's right.
That's it. You know, I said, so,
that
you
is
know,
so true.
If you believe in the Almighty, then you know you are not put here to be subservient to no one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
You know, no man. I mean, I mean, I was in the military and we respected the rank, but the individual had to earn the respect.
Yes.
And a lot of people never understood it. I said, yeah, I mean, you have to salute the man in the uniform. You can hate his guts, but you must respect his rank. Okay? Because I said, in the morning, people used to say, oh, my God, the general is coming. I said, why are everybody all rushing and everything? Everything should be, if you do everything every day the way you're supposed to, it's already ready.
Yes.
And they said, well, we got to do that. I said, no, you don't. I said, but he's a general. I said, so he's a man, right? Yeah. So when he gets up in the morning, how does he put his pants on? And they looked at me and said,
yep.
I said, how does he put on his pants? One leg at a time, just like you. Always remember that. You know, you treat
yes.
those with respect who treat you with respect. You know, and even with bodybuilding and people say, how do I stay lean all year round? I said, to be ready for anything that I decide I want to do.
Yes.
If I want to do a contest, I'm about 4 weeks out from dieting for a show. If I'm going to run a Spartan race, sign me up. I'm ready to go. Just tell me where it is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
You know, so you should always be ready. Yeah, it's not luck. It's consistency.
Yes. And if you're not prepared, then luck goes out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, it's no luck. I mean, you can have all the luck in the world. You can have all the genetics in the world. But if you don't hone and refine it, then you've wasted it. No one else.
Yeah, amen to that.
You know, because that's what I do every day. I tell people, I said, I challenge myself every day. You know, I go to the gym and, you know, one day I'll say, oh, you know what? I'm going to do this instead. You know, let me try this out. I use myself as
mm-hmm.
my own Petri dish. You know, therefore,
yes.
I can tell other people how it works.
And
you know,
I'm with you 100% on that because I said there's no way I want anybody getting injured off of my training.
That's right.
That's something that's always frightened me.
Yeah. I mean, same thing with supplements. People say, what supplements I take? I said, well, what are you trying to do? I said, are you trying to compete? I said, are you trying to compete? Are you trying to go pro or something? Well, no, I just want to live.
Yeah.
No, and then you just need to eat and follow
yes.
a specific plan, okay? You don't, you know, a multivitamin, yeah, fine, you know. Until when you start, you know, wanting to compete in events and stuff like that, then you talk to me about supplements. Other than that,
yes.
you don't need them. You know, and I said, I'm not going to prescribe you something, you know, tell you, well, I take this and you go take it and you have a heart attack. You know, I said,
yeah.
when I train people, I said, I need to know exactly what meds they're on, who their doctor is. I go through a history.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't want no one hurt on my watch. I've seen it too much in the early days before, you know, people had to get certified. You know, I've seen,
yes.
you've seen it around the people, you know, back in the 90s who said they were trainers and didn't have a certification, didn't know the first thing about muscles or, you know, hypertrophy or strength training or nothing. And then in training somebody, next thing you know, they hurt their back and they can't figure out why.
Yeah.
And they still do it. I still see. I'm like, okay, you know. So you know, so I always will, you know, walk the talk. You know, I just don't sit there and tell people, you know, when they tell me, you know, when I see somebody obese, I understand you're obese. You know, but you don't need to feel sorry for yourself. The only thing you need to do now is figure out what you're going to do about it, and I can assist you. Okay. And I said, I've been where you've been. That's the good thing I get to say. I say, oh, I've been there.
You know,
cause some people can say, well, no, I've never been there. But I say, oh, I've been on both sides. You know.
Oh, yes.
If I talk to somebody who drank and they say, well, what would you know about, you know, drinking and getting drunk? I said, I've been there too.
Yes.
And I said, it wasn't too long ago.
Life isn't easy. Go ahead.
No, it's not. Yeah, I told people, I said, you know, I didn't start working out and getting back in shape till March of 2012.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they said, what? I said, yeah. March of 2012, 4 years. You know, I said, I didn't count 4 years. I said, but it's just because it's a lifestyle. This is just what I do. You know, I enjoy it. I enjoy the, you know, the people I'm around when I meet people like yourself, you know, with Rich, you know, all of them, even Denny Kakos and all the other promoters and bodybuilders and the naturals. And when I meet you guys, I'm like, oh, this is like home. This is like family. You know, we all having fun and, you know, and there's no animosity. I mean, you hear the chatter every now and then, but for the most part, no. We just go out there and have a good time. You know, everybody works hard. You can always learn, whether you win or lose.
Exactly. And it's you know, when you talk about a lifetime, you're talking about your life in time and just making sure you get to enjoy the time with your life. And I think because we have that perspective that things aren't really, like you said, easier. It's just a better understanding of why you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. You know, I think James Dean said it, you know, you live for today, but then you always will live like there's always going to be a tomorrow.
Yes.
And try never to live, and don't live in the past. You know, you use the past as a learning in a reference guide, but you don't live in the past. You live in the now, and you live as if there's going to be a tomorrow. But then you have to understand, tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody.
That's right.
Yeah, it's so many times I hear young bodybuilders and these young physique guys, you know, who compete in NPC, and I see them at the gym, and they say, oh, man, so when you going to compete? I said, oh, well, first I got this, you know, world championship in Tahoe, and then 7 days later I got the NPC Continental. They say, what? You mean you going to do the Spartan run? I said, oh, yes, 14-plus miles in the mountains, cold, rugged terrain, spear throw, swimming, yeah. Oh, man, I couldn't do that, man. I might get hurt. I said, well, hurt? Hell, you can walk right outside this gym and get hit and get hurt. Matter of fact, you can be walking right down there to that next machine. Somebody can inadvertently drop a dumbbell on your foot.
That's right.
I said, you think I'm worried about getting hurt? Sure. I have more issues when I leave the gym than I do in the gym.
Then inside the gym, that's right.
Yeah. I'm like, really? Please. I said, dude, when you wake up in the morning, nothing is guaranteed. You might slip down the stairs. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, so, I mean, I said, I can't be worried about, you know, if I'm going to do a contest. Oh, my God, I can't run. I can't swim. I can't have fun. I mean, what fun? That's no life. That crunch. Think about it. When you hear it, you'd be like, really? So all you do is come to the gym and lift and walk on eggshells and pray that nothing happens to you. You don't do nothing else. Wow.
Yeah.
That must be a real exciting life.
Right?
But a lot of people have been trained to that.
They've been trained that. So, you know, that's how some of these people are making their money, is basically showing this is the only way you can do this. Instead of saying with this, you can do everything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because, you know, like my coach, Jim Swanson, he had never trained anybody like me. And I told him when I in our first session, I said you just need to listen. I said I am a dual athlete. Okay, I run Spartan races, and he had never heard of a Spartan race. I had to send him footage of it. And I said I train like hell all year round. Okay, different ways. And when he saw the footage, he's like, oh. I said, so our biggest key is nutrition. So lifting of the weights is the easy part. You know, new techniques is easy. I said, the nutrition must be perfect. I said, because I am not going to stop bodybuilding, and I'm not stopping Spartan racing. So that ain't going to happen. Yeah, because I know what, you know, and my Captain Larry, he said the same thing. He went to a few coaches before he went with mine, and he said that's all they would say is you can only do bodybuilding. No, you can't do all that Spartan stuff. You can't do all them insanity boot camps. That's what that man does. You should, as a coach, you should learn how to adapt, and that should be great for you because now you should have, by the time you finish with this person and get them to where they want to be, boy, your repertoire will be huge. You know, I told Jim, I said, look, dude, you have my whole team on, you know, that you can coach for, you know, physiques and bodybuilding, and then you will be well ahead of most coaches and trainers because you will have trained people who do, which people say can't be done.
Yes. Well, it's true.
You know?
I said, people are overcoming obstacles every day. And yet, for some reason, bodybuilders are taught that they can't overcome obstacles every day.
Yeah, and you know, I told him, I said, yeah, you can. I said, you know, if you want to look lean like me, it's easy. You got to get up extra early. You got to work hard. And I said, you got to eat right. And most of all, I keep a positive attitude. You know, I was telling a friend tonight, I said, you know, no matter what, life is going to throw everything at you. But you got to stay on your path and do what you need to do for you. Okay, that's all that matters. Because life, I said, life, it will beat you down, like Sylvester said in that movie. It will beat you down, but the question is, how many times can you get beat down and get back up and keep moving?
Yes.
You know, that's the whole key. You know, I never claim to be perfect. I just like to have fun. I like to be around fun people. I like to be around positive people. If I can help you, I will. Okay. Now, if I'm helping you and you just want to be, you know, a depressing person, then I will recommend kindly that you go seek professional help to deal with whatever that is. Because it's only so far I can go. I can empathize with you, but it gets to a point I'm like, boy, pull yourself up. Come on, let's move.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't, like, it gets to a point and... excuse me, to another coach and nutritionist, Leif, well, you know Leif, Anderson, and he was at the Chi-Town, and he was talking, you know, you invest a lot as a trainer, as a coach, in people, whether they understand that or not, and I think sometimes they forget that when they're saying, you know, it's not worth it, and you're basically telling them the whole time you are worth it. And you are worth my time, and I'm investing in you to make sure that you can be your best. And then they turn around and say, I'm going to prove you wrong in your positive outlook. That hurts sometimes.
Yeah, that does hurt. That's why when I decided to become a personal trainer again, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to be very selective about who my clientele will be. I said, because in the 90s, we were just trophy pieces. The girls would hire you, and that's when Bally's was around, and they'd be saying, girl, look at me. I got me a personal trainer, you know, and the guys be up there, oh, I got me a personal trainer. And then I walk out, and, you know, and they're at Mrs. Fields Cookies or Garrett's Popcorn. And then the assessment comes in 30 days. They didn't gain 2 or 3 pounds, and they can't figure out why. You know, and then when they start putting it on, when they start blaming me, oh, man, it must be something in your program. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You know. And you try to be professional, but at the same time, you know, back, you know, like I tell people, I said 20 years ago, I was a different person. You know,
yes.
I mean, I would try to be the PC person to say, well, no, it wasn't this, and try to play it. Nowadays, I tell you, oh, no, it's not me. You know, I'm just not the one who's going to go to the grocery store with you. I'm not the one who's cooking your food. I'm not the one who can't hold that fork from your mouth. That is you.
Yes.
See, that's what I say nowadays. 20 years ago, no, I wouldn't have said that. I'd have been trying to be polite and everything. And that
mm-hmm.
is, to me, I see now that is not the right way. The right way is to tell people the absolute honest truth. It may hurt, but it will. At least you're telling the truth, and you can feel good about yourself when it's over with. Hey, I told them.
Yeah, you can live with it.
I can
you
live
can
with
live
that.
With it.
You know.
Well, John, you know, like you said, no man is an island. There's a lot of things that go into people. You can only help them so much, but there's people that have helped you along the way. And I never like to finish a show without giving, you know, the person that's basically helped so many a chance to basically show appreciation to the people that have helped them, you know, supported you. So if you could take this time to just give a shout out to the people that have basically had your back since day one.
Oh, since day one, that'll be my lovely wife, Giselle, and my daughter, and my mother. Those are the main three. And, you know, God, it was always there because he made it possible.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my coach, Jim Swanson, the NABBA family, the PNBA family, they've always been there. And all of the natural bodybuilders, my entire Mortal Kombat crew from all over the world. It's just too many to name, but Doc Mac down there at Gallatin Ghost Arcade and his crew down there. And everybody who aspires, you know, to do the right thing and be at peace with themselves and just hopefully live a nice, healthy life. You know, of course, all my peeps on Facebook, you know, because they read it, they give me feedback, whether positive or negative. You know, and I'm just happy doing, you know, to be of help, you know, but all of those, yeah, you can never do it by yourself. You know, and I tell
yes.
a lot of people, you have to have a dynamic support system, especially if you're going to be a competitive athlete and try to help others. You can't do it by, because even the strong get weak sometimes and people never
yes.
see it. They never see it. You know, they say,
man,
oh, he's a strong
person.
I say, yeah, but it's some days, you know, you've been there. Some days it's like, God, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Deep.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, you got your family, you got your belief, your faith, and that's what, and you, as long as you believe in yourself, you can go anywhere you want to. And, again, I thank all the people out there who listen to you and people like you who bring it out, you know, on these forums so people can really listen and say, this is the real deal. You know,
yeah.
And it hopefully we got the promoters like Denny Kakos and Leaf and all them listening and saying, you know, promote it more, promote natural bodybuilding more. Stay away from the petty fights and arguments, you know, just promote us and, you know, and show people that, yes, it can be done. You don't have to be on steroids and be some big freaky beast to win and play all this politics. Just be yourself.
Yes.
You know?
And that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, thank you so much. You know, big shout out to everything you've done and just great job on how, you know, you basically maintain, because it's not just with the little time I've been around natural bodybuilding. And, you know, I've been in sports basically all my life, and I've been around that arena with the steroids and the people approaching you. But bodybuilding takes on a whole different aspect. And, you know, people just, I guess, assume that you're so willing to take it to that next level. Is, you know, and it's like, no, I'm pretty happy with me. And, I've always, you know, my dad always told me that the inside always drives the outside if you have a strong mind. And so
mm-hmm.
I didn't go into that where I thought I needed to be more than, you know, basically what I was becoming. So, you know, much appreciation to you holding strong all these years and not taking the short or quick road. You basically said, I'm going to do this correctly. And, you know, people might disagree with it, but, hey, you know, I disagree with what they're doing. They can disagree with me. I don't mind. Great job on what you've done. Congratulations again on what you're doing. Congratulations on your great year. I mean, that's really something to win. When, you know, anytime somebody wins an overall, that's quite a compliment. So great job on that, and wonderful job in winning your first pro show. That's awesome.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, you know, you and I both got big plans for 2016.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I told right people, there,
I said, I'm going for broke 2016.
There you go. I expect to see John. I expect to see Rich. And, you know, it tickles me when people say, you know, you guys look like you are really going at it on stage. And I like, yeah, we are. I said, but if you see us backstage, you swear you wouldn't recognize the people that were on stage because it's still the same person.
Yeah, I mean, we're just doing the pose. And people, I said, now if you go to the NPC, it's a different story.
Yes.
You know, because my coach saw that the first match when he went to the natural, the INBA, PNBA in April with me, and he saw how all of the natural bodybuilders, we were all friends and camaraderie and helping each other out. He said, and then the next day he told me, I won the show. He's like, man, you just don't see that in NPC. I said, I know. That's why I don't like competing in NPC. I said, you know, back in the day, it was kind of, you know, like that. And all of a sudden, somewhere, it turned. Okay. And I said, and now when I, you know, when we did the two NPC shows this year, I said, see, they walk in here like they own the joint. You know, frown on their face, don't want to say hi, you know, over in the corner by themselves with their rice cakes or something. And, I was like, no. I said, the natural was we talk and everybody just kicking back and, you know, relaxing until it's time to go on stage.
Exactly.
You know?
And it's
then when it's over, we come back and we shake hands and give each other hugs and high fives. And he's like, yeah, I've never seen that. I said, well, Jim, this is the natural.
This is what it's about.
Yeah. You know,
so,
it was great talking
again,
to you.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I really appreciate, you know, because like I said, you're not just doing lip service. And I've been there when you've been sharing with the young minds and basically helping them grow. And, you know, like the one thing that just made me laugh is when you said, you know, I'm teaching this guy to beat me because, you know, we're not going to be here forever. And we got to pass it on. Because if it's really a passion, then you really don't mind.
Yeah. You know, that's why I tell people, I say, you know, if I lose, I lose. You know, I mean, you have to put it in its perspective. You know, bodybuilding is art. Okay? And then you're being judged by 8-9 people, and each one has a different perspective on what they're looking for. So the best thing you do is bring in your best. With what God gave you. That's all you can do. Okay? As long as you enjoyed it, and you know, if you know when you messed up, you know when you dieted, you know, just like when I play chess, I know exactly when I lost and at what move if I lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay? Just like bodybuilding. If you come in and you weren't peaked out, you know what you did, what you ate the week or two prior to that to cause that. So, you know, I don't blame anybody. I hear some, you know, you hear guys in the NPC blaming the judges and blaming their coach. I'm like, how? It's you. Did the coach live with you? Did the judges don't even know who you are, you know?
Right.
It could be some politics in play, but if you come in with your A game and you are sharp in condition, no one can take that from you.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change.
Yeah,
so and at the end of the day, you know, like I said, you're still healthy and fit. you're walking on stage healthy and fit. And then you're walking off stage healthy and fit. And all the time in between that, you know, was working to a goal of overall health and fitness. And so, I'm I doubt very seriously many times where I've walked off stage saying, you know, darn it. You know, I got work to do, I think, along those lines. But to say, you know, I've been robbed or I've been cheated, I'll question sometimes. And then sometimes, you know, I'm glad I kept my mouth shut because I look at the pictures and be like, ooh, yeah, I got my butt.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, I do that too. I mean, I look at some of the pictures. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, I see. You
yeah.
know, when Chris Delgado beat me at the NABBA. It was between
uh-huh.
me and him, and he won. And then when I look at the picture, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I need to tighten up there next year. I need to tighten up that. yeah, it was close. It was close, but I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I see. I had
oh, yeah.
him here, but now he had me right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's something to work on. Yeah. So you
yeah.
know, I mean, so I don't, I, you know, and that's what you do. You know,
yeah,
and I don't
and,
ever expect to win every contest.
mm-hmm. But you know, like I said, like and you just said it as well. You go in with your best, hoping it is the best. But there's sometimes, you know, some people just come in lights out. That's the one
yep.
they wanted, and they basically did everything to make sure they were going to win it. And you know, they did it legally and they did it correctly, and they won. I mean, that's
yep.
just the name of the game. That's just the name of the game. And I'm you know, I'm not mad when I saw this guy. I was like, God.
Because, you know, he came out there with me. I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah, let me tell you
yeah.
I'm sorry to that. Okay, I got him on legs. I got him on calves. I said, God damn, he got yeah, his shit is just, his abs are ripped. Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Yes. Yes. He looked
I
good.
Said, okay.
And then he got better. I mean, I watched him go out to Nebraska, and he looked even better than he did at the Chi-Town, and he basically just kept honing it in the rest of the year.
Yeah, and you know, and that's what people said about me. They said, John, you're getting better. I said, well, that is the object, isn't it? You know,
yes.
You get better after every show. You come in tighter, fuller, you know, you alter things in your diet. You know, it's a different time of the year. You know, it depends on how hungry you want it, too. Yeah, you know, I tell people,
yeah.
I said, look, I have a rule. I have a rule. Once I put my money into something, I pay for it, and I can't get it back, you damn well know I'm going to do everything I can to win.
Yes, that is. That's right. As you should.
I told myself, this gets relatively expensive with a quickness.
Yes, it does. And like you said, without
you know,
the sponsors, it's really hard. Yes.
Yeah. And people say, what? I said, yeah. I mean, because I had people say, well, who the hell pays for all of this? I said, well, I do. I mean, I do work. I said, but, you know, I mean, when we do Spartan races, we know how to get the races, you know, volunteer and get a free race and accumulate them that way. Therefore, you don't have to pay the $125 per race because then I would
yeah.
definitely be broke, you know. But this
oh, yeah.
might have been the contest. No, this is my first year without sponsors. You know, hopefully I have sponsors, you know, going into 2016 and, you know, we'll see. But right now, you know, I'm having fun and I'm continue to do my best. I have definite goals set for 2016 because, you know, I'm a qualifier for the Natural Olympia and I intend to be, you know, on stage in November in Vegas.
I'm quite happy to hear that.
Yeah, because I told people, I said, no, I said this year was, you know, I got a pro card and it was all new to me. I said, now I think I have a grasp on it, so I planned the whole year accordingly. You know, and
exactly.
if all goes well, then it'll fall into line just like last year did. I met every goal that I set forth last year. Okay, and I got extras on top, so.
Yeah. And that's what you used to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I told a lot of people, you know, when I train them now, I said, which goal you want, then we see if it's attainable, if it's realistic, then we set the objective and we reach those. And then you will hit your goal. And I said, that's the way it works. You know, they taught us
Amen
that in school and everywhere else. That's just kind of what you got to set a goal and then make sure it's realistic. And then you put your objectives into place and take it one day at a time until you reach them.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Make sure it's realistic.
Yeah, some people be up there like, I'm like, oh boy, I don't know.
Yeah,
asking for a lot.
Let's be real about this. Let's be real about this. Well, thanks again, John. You know, like I said, I'm really proud of you. I'm loving what the Midwest is doing. You know, I am partial to it because I am from it. You know, the Midwest Muscle basically is saying that we have a voice and we have a face in natural bodybuilding, and we have so many competitors in this region. It's just, it's really baffling sometimes to see the size and the names that we have. You know, just how much is growing and how we're actually, it's we're learning, we're getting better, of course. But we're also mm-hmm. bringing better physiques to the stage. And we, with those physiques that we bring, we actually build a better outreach. So it's like we're helping natural bodybuilding. And I'm hoping a natural bodybuilding understands that, you know, we don't need to just be on stage to be the face and voice of natural bodybuilding. It actually goes mm-hmm. much further than that.
Oh, it goes a lot further, you know, because once mm-hmm. people actually, you know, we have to fight as natural bodybuilders, you know, fighting against the, you know, the stigma of steroids and the whole IFBB and MPC, you know. So, I mean, mm-hmm. it's when people think bodybuilders, that's what they think.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's what they think. They don't think, you know, people like me and you. They say, oh, you mean like Ronnie Coleman and, you know, this guy, you know, I'm like, no, because that ain't natural.
No.
You know,
it's
and,
not
and
even
some
close.
People, you know, some people come to me and, you know, they say, man, this guy, he's talking about eating 8,000 calories a day. I said, he ain't natural. I said, in order to eat 8,000 calories a day, you need something to fuel and burn 8,000 calories a day, which means it's not natural. Humans don't eat that. I said, I have a hard time maintaining what I'm supposed to eat based on how I train. There's no way I'm supposed to eat about 5,000 calories a day. There's no way in hell I can eat 5,000 calories a day. I get tired of eating.
Yeah.
I have to tell people that. I said, so when somebody tells me they're eating 8, 9, 10,000 calories, I said, what the hell are you on?
Because
it doesn't happen that way.
Off season, it's a struggle to get to start eating again because it's like you get so programmed that, you know, you're basically putting the food in that and you don't want to because it's like, well, I'm not ready to eat, but you got to eat more.
Yeah.
You know, because the off season is supposed to basically maintain the health, not destroy it.
Yes, correct. Yeah, and I, you know, but some people, they don't, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, they're getting it now that they see us post and see a lot of us compete. Because, I mean, we in the natural bodybuilding community, we are notorious for posting our pictures.
Yeah.
All year long, that's all I see. I saw you, I saw Chris, I saw Rich. I saw Meshach and Chris Well. I said, yeah, but we are notorious.
I said we
show before progressive shots, we show after food.
Because
you go to other forums, you know, like Chicago, I think it's Chicagoland Bodybuilders or something, where they show a lot of NPC stuff, but you don't see a lot of guys posting. You really don't see them posting their pictures. You know, they'll say until they're about 2 weeks from a show or they're 6 weeks out. But they won't show, like, when they're off season, all the food they eat, you know, when they get a little chubby around the waist. They don't show that. They don't show out at the party, at the bar or something, kicking it with family. You know, but we do. We see, we're like, oh, man, yeah, congratulations on the new kid, you know, Chris. Oh, man, what's your name? You know, I mean, we are a family, you know. And that's the other point. I said, man, y'all don't even talk to each other. Wow.
Not at all.
You know.
Not at all. Let's just critique and destroy.
Yep. You know. But, this has been great. And, you know, I look forward to bigger things in 2016. And hopefully we'll bring more of them on. Like I said, get the promoters involved and get bigger sponsors, bigger venues, and leave it on to the next generation.
Yes. And that would be a blessing. That's one of my goals. You know, the outreach has always been something, and you know, and I guess it's just having a family growing up and realizing there's more to life than you, and mm-hmm. anything you do can never amount to anything that somebody else could do to help or grow or prosper. So there's always that one thing we can do that basically makes it better, but there's always a group that can make it better sooner. And, you know, it's like you really have to get into that way of thinking to understand what we're saying. But it says, I'm willing to help the person beat me because I know we all improve if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm past the age, you know, where ego is involved. Once you take your ego out of it, then mm-hmm. everything really opens up. You know, young guys have a lot of ego and, you know, will be bigger, walk around with their chest all out. I said, the world does not revolve around you, just like you said. I said, you know, I got grandkids. My daughter, she's going to do a bikini in April. That means me and my daughter mm-hmm. are on the same stage. You know, I said, you know, and a lot of her friends, you know, young men, you know, they want to do stuff like this because they didn't think it could be done. You know, no
yeah.
one talks about it. You know, and I'm like, oh, of course it can be done. Anything can be done if you so desire it. Of course, you got to put in the work. You know, and
yes.
you talk to the right people and be friendly and just be true to yourself. It will show to other people. You know,
and
a lot of people, you know. Yeah, a lot of people ask me, you know, why do I do what I do? I said, that's just who I am. I'm cut from that cloth. I'm like
mm-hmm.
my mother. We are just those type of people. You know, we will help, you know, people for anything, you know, damn near. I mean, within reason. But,
yes.
I mean, that's just who we are. You know, we respect everybody for based on your merit. You know, you determine whether I like you or not, not me. I have no stigma. I don't care what you are. I mean, you know, you can be KKK. I mean, the only thing I'm going to do if you walk up to me, I'm going to say, why?
Right.
And by that one question, it just makes them think. I said, why? What makes you think you're superior? And then just let them just muddle in that for a while. You know, because a lot
mm-hmm.
of times that changes people. When they're in a group, it doesn't. But when I talk to people, you know, I said, you can ask me any question in the world, I will give you an answer. May not be the one you want to hear, but I will give you an answer. You know, I
mm-hmm.
said, 'cause I have nothing to hide, so therefore, I mean, you know, why play games? We're too old to be playing games, you know. And when
Amen
I talk to
that.
People my age, and when I tell people my age, I said, you know what? I said, you guys thought you, I said, we were always taught that when you were young, that's when you're supposed to live. And they said, well, yeah. I said, no. Actually, when you turn 50, that's when your life starts. And they said, what do you mean by that? I said, because your kids should be grown, you should be settled in your career, and you should be looking forward to better and beautiful things. And
yeah.
they're like, huh? I said, yes. The hustle and bustle should be almost over with. Okay, I mean, yeah, besides get going to work still, you know,
mm-hmm.
your home and the mortgage and all that. But as far as, you know, raising your kids and, you know, you will always have them as kids, but you should be able to do whatever you want to do when you get 50 years old. According
yeah.
to the way it's planned, that's where you're supposed to live. That's why they call them the golden years.
Exactly.
You got, I said,
and also
you know, and
better
I said,
mindset.
I said, you should be in a much better place. I said, because when you're in your 20s, you know, your teens, you don't know what you're going to do. You get in the 20s, you're in college, you experiment. By the time you're 30, you might have a kid or about to get married. So now you just, I got to keep my job. I got my wife. I got to get a 401K. I got investments. So that's all you're thinking about for the next 15 to 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
But then all that time, you let your health go. You know, you might have got divorced, your kids may hate you, you've broken many relationships because there was no focus. You weren't living.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so if you can do it then, you should be able to, at 50 years old, you shouldn't have to worry about that no more.
No.
That's how I look at it. I said, 50
Not
years
at
old
all.
Now. I said, I'm out here getting my pro card at 49 years old. Hell, what y'all talking
right?
about?
Right?
I was the one thinking I could never get a pro car. Chris Wells said, man, you should go ahead next year and try for it. I said, sure. Well, why not? You know, and then when I saw how obtainable it was, I said, oh, well, guess what? The sky's the limit now.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
certain
indeed.
Things open your eyes at certain times. But, you know, and when people pray about things and, you know, they ask God for guidance, I said, he gives it all to you if your heart's in the right place. The only problem is, do you see it, and are you going to take, you know, advantage of that opportunity and go for it? Or are you just actually waiting for him to give it to you in a silver jar or something? Because God is not going to hand it to you on no plate.
Yeah. You've got work to do, exactly.
Yeah, he ain't going to gift wrap it, and UPS and FedEx are sitting outside saying, this is from God. That ain't how that works.
I did a post about that earlier.
Yeah, you know, get me the express delivery. That ain't how that works. I said, he will put certain people in your way to help you obtain what you want. He will give you opportunities. They may be there tomorrow, but that doesn't mean they'll be there the next day. So you got to take advantage of them when you see them.
You got to believe, and
when people talk about they got faith, I say, well, if you have faith, then that means you should be going forward and keep it moving forward. You know, a lot of people don't hear me talk about God. I say, I don't need to.
Yeah,
I said, God is all around me. I said, I don't really need to talk about God. I said, because I can see the things that he does.
Uh-huh.
I've always seen it. Okay, do I have to acknowledge him the way some people do? No, if that's what floats your boat, that's fine with you. I said, me and God, I believe we have in a whole different relationship. You know, and I said, I do respect people who believe in God, and if you go to church, I respect that. I said, I don't. I said, but I believe in God. I just have a different way of communicating with him and seeing the stuff he does. And I truly believe through me, I educate other people, and that's what he wants. So that's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, just like how you get out there, and I see some of the stuff you post. I said, yeah, that's about right. You know, and that's why you'll see, and a lot of stuff I share on there, people don't understand that. I said, it may not be exactly what I'm thinking. I said, but I always put a phrase up there to make you think about what I'm sharing. That's all I'm doing. I said, you think about it. Does it make sense to you? Is this the right way?
Yeah.
How would you feel? You know, and that's all I do.
Yeah.
You know, some people say, oh, John, you're getting all political and religious. I said, no. I said, most of the stuff I share comes from people around the world. And they're on my friend list, and they give it to me. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. You know, and sometimes I do research on it. Especially pictures. I love to share the pictures out. Those are funny to me.
Yeah.
They say it all. You know. But, yeah, it was good talking to you and good talking to all my people out there.
Great job, great job. Great job, man. Just awesome show. And, the hour went by too fast.
One day, before we start dieting again, we have to go out and have dinner somewhere.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get me, you, and Rich together, and we'll set something up, because I do miss you guys. The camaraderie we share is special, and I thank God for it. And, you know, you guys, just a joy to be around. You know, it's like I said, it sometimes it just has nothing to do with body, but I just like being around. And, you know, the things we talk about, it's funny and unique. And, you know, it's like I said, when in sports, you compete. But I wasn't ready. I'll be the first one to tell you, I was not ready for natural bodybuilding, because the camaraderie against the competitors, with the competitors, but it's not that kind of angst toward the person you're stepping on stage with. You're actually sharing a moment, and everybody's proud of each other. That was so unique to me. I'm used to basketball, I'm used to football, I'm used to baseball, I'm used to track and field, I'm used to, you know, soccer. You name the sport, you have an adversary, period. You can like them, you don't have to, it didn't matter. but you were going against them, and basically you'd walk away after that. In natural bodybuilding, you're basically with each other from start to finish, and you're helping each other the whole time. And that was something that I was not ready for. I mean, I was blown away by that. I said, this is something I can do the rest of my life, simply because of that atmosphere. I enjoyed every part of it. So, you know, I when I'm around you guys, it doesn't have to be bodybuilding. I just like being around you guys.
Oh, yeah, same here. You know, and that's what I tell people. I say, oh, no, it doesn't have to be about bodybuilding. We don't have to lift weights and that like that. Just sit around, eat, and talk about almost anything and everything. I say,
yes.
You know, because it's rare that, you know, you get to do that with people anymore. And,
yes.
You know, just by what you guys post and how we all post and share stuff, I say, see, these are the people I can hang out with. You know,
yes.
We're competitors, but at the same time, I mean, we're friends on Facebook, and, you know, we can just hang out and have fun. You know?
Yes.
So,
that's so true.
So, let's see if we can all set that up and bring the wives out and everything, and let's make a day of it cause before the season starts.
Exactly, because
we are going to be sitting there looking at a bowl of salad and a baked potato.
Well, all right, John. Thanks so much, man. I'll talk to you later, and we'll get something set up and get this going.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, thank you. I'll talk to you later. Guys, I'm telling you, the natural bodybuilding community has so many people involved that are just special, and you can see why with, you know, John having such a great part of his young life to, you know, to be a part of a video game. It's just, that's just crazy. And you know, he's still down earth. He's still normally still sharing and giving. And, you know, you don't get that nowadays. And when you have people... good people are out there. I don't care what you see on TV. I don't care what you hear in the news. I don't care what you hear on any kind of thread. Good people are outweighing bad people every day of the week. I don't care how people make it want to look. That's not the case. I can't explain it. And pardon me for the cold and the cough, but the joy is still there. We are out there and we are growing and we're becoming better spokesmen for good health, good life, good living, good thinking, and just being overall good people, because that's what we practice daily. You got to get in the habit of doing good, the habit of eating right, which is doing good, the habit of sleeping right, which is doing good, a habit of exercising your body, which is doing good. Everything that we do shows that we're prepared beyond preparation, because we're already doing. You know, when things happen, it's not that they got lucky. They worked for that. They didn't know what they were working forward to. They didn't know that something was going to come into their life the way it did. But because they were already in place, like he was talking about with the chessboard, unless your piece is on the board, you can't play. We've got to get better at being better prepared. That's what makes us better, because we're taking steps up to increase our life, to increase our life and living. So I'm not going to get on through this late in the day. The show's gone over a little bit, but I just, like I said, I enjoy talking to John. I enjoy talking to Rich Feliciano and their families. It's just great people, and you like being around them. So Thursday, actually, Christmas Eve, we actually have a show scheduled. It's going to be a big announcement for PPP. I'd like to also, you know, I keep forgetting to thank Click Nutrition for letting us do the podcast here. I appreciate the people to stop in and say hello and hi. We appreciate it. You know, the show is going, so, you know, I don't have much time to talk, but I can always, you know, give a hand out and shake a hand or whatever, and we can talk at the end of the show or at the gym. Five-star home run, I get over there. But there's so many things that are going. PPP's got the big announcements, Christmas Eve. We got JB. You better be ready. JB, you get on the show, and he's about to tear it up. And it's going to be something special. So, you know, if you have time, tune in. If you don't have time, we have the archive. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. Dez is going to be, you know, doing that thing, and we're going to have a great time. So, you know, everybody have a great night. Be blessed. I plan to talk with you, and you can listen to me on Thursday and tune it in with Dez as she does her thing. And we're going to have a great time. So until then, Caitlin Patterson, Midwest Muscle, PCP Real Talk, we are out.